And now from a thriller of a golf tournament to a thriller of a sale. 2,000 items owned by pop star Michael Jackson are headed for the auction block next week. They provide a rare look into what was Jackson's very private world. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Work crews are transforming this once vacant Beverly Hills department store into a Michael Jackson extravaganza. And Darren Julian, who's running the auction, wastes no time setting the stage.
The public, when they come, will walk through the entry gates of Neverland.
Those are the real gold-crested gates that once hung at the entrance to Jackson's 2,700-acre ranch. Jackson vacated the property after being acquitted of child molestation and later sold it to an investment company. Julian says he tried to recreate Neverland, room by room, to give the public a never-before glimpse into Jackson's life.
When you walked into the front of Neverland, this was a table that was to the left, to one of the main dining rooms. There were several dining rooms within Neverland.
And bedrooms and guest houses, all furnished with Jackson's unique style.
Anything over the top, I think he was a fan of. Anything larger than life.
There's his oversized marble and gold chess set perched on four pillars. Bidding starts at $2,000. And the fleet of Jackson's vehicles, including his tour bus and a 1999 silver Rolls limousine. Plus plenty of Jackson music memorabilia and that famous crystal-encrusted handwear he donned during the Billie Jean tour.
And then in the center, we're going to have the holy grail of the entire auction, which is his white glove.
Julian heads down a hallway covered with oversized wall hangings of Jackson in concert, all circa 1980.
The best is yet to come.
We round the corner and head into a replica of Neverland's arcade.
Shake your leg!
It's filled with more than 100 games. There's the Simpsons pinball machine and tons of vintage video games from Frogger to Miss Pac-Man. But the strangest turn of the tour is just around the corner.
This was in his bedroom, his main bedroom.
There we see an 8-foot-tall animated Peter Pan diorama, built just for Jackson by Walt Disney animators.
Right across from the Peter Pan section, this must be the Pinocchio corner, and I'm standing in front of this incredible glass-enclosed wooden display case. It's from the floor to the ceiling, and it depicts a chapter in Pinocchio.
Good job. You have given so much happiness to others. You deserve to have your wish come true.
The blue fairy waves her magic wand and Pinocchio comes to life.
And look, there's Michael.
And so does a tiny replica of Michael Jackson doing the moon dance on a stool in the corner. Even though Jackson stands to make a lot of money from the auction, he's filed suit to stop the sale. Jackson wants the right to remove some of his most prized possessions. But so far the courts say no. Julian is hoping to bring in $12 million, with at least $100,000 coming from the sale of that white glove. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
You can see the famous white glove and other items featured in the auction at our website, npr.org.